Two deadlines are looming in Annapolis. A week from Monday is the last day of the legislative session, and lawmakers are working to finish up business and pass some laws before it's all over. Monday marks the end of open enrollment on Maryland's health care exchange. WIPR's Joel McCord sat down with State House reporter Christopher Connolly to talk about the deadlines and what they mean.
So, Chris, it's crunch time on State Circle. This week, the Senate passed a medical marijuana bill. The House already has one, but they still have to do some reconciling here. Tell us about that.
So lawmakers are trying to fix the law they passed last year that legalized medical marijuana. The law was so limited, no one has actually set up to dispense the drug. So they're trying to set up a medical marijuana industry with this law. The House version calls for 10 licenses to be issued for the entire state. Those licenses enable the holder to both grow and dispense medical marijuana to patients. The Senate went in a totally different direction. They said limiting the number of licenses is basically setting up an oligopoly. And they said it would make the drug more expensive and possibly unavailable to people without money. So the Senate bill doesn't put a limit on the number of licenses to grow marijuana. They leave it to the Medical Marijuana Commission to figure that out. And they say that they want 94 licenses to dispense it. Why 94? It's about 2 per legislative district. That way, people across the state, no matter where you are, you'll be able to access medical marijuana. Next step, the bills go to the conference committee. They have to sort out in about a week what they're going to do, where they're going to compromise, or it dies at the end of the session.
It's also the last week for open enrollment on the healthcare exchange. Deadline is March 31st. Remind me, though, the deadline isn't exactly as firm as it was, right?
March 31st is still the deadline to try to buy private health insurance on the health exchange. There's no deadline for Medicaid. This is just if you want the government-subsidized private plan. And I say it's the deadline to try to sign up because the exchange's board of directors recognized that there were still people out there who have not been able to sign up, even though they've been trying because of technical problems. So they set up this 1-800 number, and they say you have to try to get a health care plan through the exchange. And if it's not working, you call this number, you get yourself in a queue, and they'll work with you, even if it's past the deadline, to get you signed up for something. But you have to call first, before the 31st.
The new enrollment numbers are out this week. What do they say?
Maryland has enrolled 270,000 people this year. That's above the state's total goal for the year. 260,000 is what they were going for. But only about 50,000 of those are private plans. The rest are Medicaid plans. And the private goal, the goal for private plans is about 70,000. So they're still short there. The exchange's website problems is part of it, but Health Secretary Joshua Sharfstein says you can't really gauge the whole system by the website.
The IT has disappointed, no question about it. And if you stop there, then you stop at a point of disappointment.
But Sharfstein says if you look at the big picture, he says hundreds of thousands of people have health care. Many of them did not have insurance before. He said the exchange staff has been working overtime. The navigators have been working hard to sign up people, and he gets letters thanking him all the time. And he says this is a multi-year project, that it'll take years to really be able to judge the success or failure of the program. Next step for the exchange, they have to decide what to do with the broken website. A decision on that could come as early as next week. They're going to decide whether or not they're going to adapt another state's, whether they're going to build a new one, or if Maryland will join the federal exchange.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much. One more week to go.
One more week.
With Christopher Connolly, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.